So welcome to everyone to our first class in the new trilogy of alchemy. This is really a powerful time. So next Saturday is a solar eclipse and we won't see it. I think you'll only see it if you're hanging out in Antarctica. But what Mark had said in July, that there would be three shells cracking. And he said the last one would be sometime in December, and he didn't know exactly when. But when I, and please turn your videos off, everyone. But when I checked in to see what was the special power for this eclipse, I'm seeing that it may be the cracking of this third shell. And I was shown that it's almost like the cracking of the amniotic sac, you know, that the water breaks, the birth starts. It's hard in the beginning because you have to pass through the canal, but then you're in a whole new reality. It really feels that that's where we are, and that Mark has saved alchemy for now. Alchemy is, of course, traditionally the transmutation of lead into gold. And we're not going to use the alchemist patterns of how what they transmute. But this really is about transmuting our physical world with light into gold and light. Mark has said that alchemy is a meteoric shift in consciousness as we saturate form from the higher dimensions. So he put this in three parts, and today's class starts with realization. Part two will be actualization, where what we realize becomes actualized. And part two and three will be next year in 2022, which Mark has said is the biggest transformational year since 2012. And the last part is transmutation. But what is happening now with this opening of the cracking of an egg? And I will do a Facebook Live event at noon my time, 2000 for you all in Central Europe, on Saturday, the day of the solar eclipse, for my consciousness update for December. And we're going to talk about what is happening with this third shell cracking. But as I focus in it, what I see is we're piercing, I would almost say the last veil. I'm sure there's others, but a very important veil. And it reconnects us back to love. Everything we've been doing, all of the work, soul body fusion, all of your spiritual work, is really to make each of us a bigger and clear container for love. And so it's going to be tested, because as this higher dimensional love pours in, it's going to show every shadow, but it's going to illuminate it in a way that empowers us. So realization is number one, self-awareness. So I'm thinking Mark's going to give his homework, but he already gave me homework, so I'm going to share it with you. His homework that he gave me when I was meditating on what this class was is really be self-aware and notice when your decisions are in reaction to something from outside you. You get angry. So how I realized it is I realized how much of the time I am doing actions so that other people aren't mad at me because I don't want their anger. Well, look at that. I am creating my life based on other people's anger and me reacting to it. So be clear. Anytime your world is reacting, you are reacting to something else, something that you should be afraid of, something that you don't want to be, have anger put on you. You don't want to make someone unhappy with you. So self-awareness is really to notice how often you are at the effect of something outside yourself, because then you are no longer primal cause in your life. You are no longer connected to the higher places of cause, which is not from outside you. While I'm remembering it, this is not on the subject of self-awareness, but I've asked Ola if he will put in the chat some things he's learned about Zoom. So Ola, while I'm thinking of it, because as soon as I meditate, I'll forget this, please put on the chat what you shared with me, some of the technical tidbits about Zoom. So thank you. All right, dear ones. Thank you once again for being part of this journey that we don't know where it goes, but it keeps going. I'll bring in Mark now. Welcome, alchemists. This is Mark. As always in our first class, we download you with everything possible that we will be weaving into your consciousness in the next several months. So in the beginning now, let us open the floodgates, let us pierce the veils, and let us have you receive from the highest dimensions of Shambhala the energies, the structures, the patterns of consciousness to which you are becoming. Make sure you are very settled in your body, that your body is comfortable. Open your hands on your lap in a way that receives now a download of highest consciousness, that when it becomes you, it is an alchemical change. What is different is that often when you receive such higher consciousness, it feels like you are lifting out of your body and moving into those realms. It's important now that you stay very grounded and you allow the realms to pour into you. It may not feel physical in any way, dear ones, because what is pouring into you is mostly unknown to your physicality. Your intention, and not so much your feelings, are what drives this opening now. Let your thinking mind be swamped by love. The elixir of alchemy is love. Alchemy becomes a fundamental shift in who you are. It is a fundamental shift from the timeline of limitation that has been the experience of humankind for many, many thousands of years. The alchemy that is made possible now is not the recycling of an old Lemuria or old Atlantis. It is the creation of something totally new. The fires of creation burn brightly now. The alchemical fires are burning up that which is lead, that which is refuse, that which is burnable. And what remains after the alchemical fires is a purified self, a self that's been through the fire, a phoenix self, a resurrected self. A self unknown to the unresurrected one. And you have chosen to do this in your bodies now. Many of you have chosen this to be your last incarnation in the wheel of karma. After this, your incarnations are based on creative choice. You may come back to this world, to this realm, or not. But the choice is yours. It is no longer balancing karma. Or atoning for past mistakes. Feel the energies coming now as a clear break from that which has come before. Open to this now. You have called it forth. In the last course, we mentioned that the energies coming now are clearing, like a scalpel clearing away that which no longer serves you. These energies are sharp. They are accurate. These energies make permanent changes in you. Offer forth now all that you would have cut away. Bring those things to mind now, thus setting your intentions. Keep intending, keep asking for what you want to be cut away, burned away in this alchemical process. This asking, this setting up intentions will put into place those events, those breakthroughs, those realizations that you've been hiding from, that you are ready to jump through now. And one thing we hope all of you are having cut out with this laser of this alchemical energies is the idea of controlling the outcome. You all, dear ones, spend so much time trying to stay in control of an uncontrollable universe. Let that be sweetly cut away. You might imagine that realization is like the clearing of a very cloudy old mirror. It is clouding the things that help you to or that have kept you from seeing yourself. So much is being washed away so that not only you can see yourself more clearly, but the you you see is magnificent. So now, notice if you feel a little more like a helium balloon, that you're more expanded, that somehow without any idea how or why, there is a lifting of you or a lightening of you. A vision might be that you feel less tangled up, less knotted, more open. The knots have opened up into a beautiful matrix. So now we ask you, whatever state you're in, to be in joy. In joy. Enjoy this state without trying to understand it or make it be different or thinking you don't have it right. Whatever state you are in, move it into joy. Enjoy it. Really go for this. You know how to enjoy. Feel that. Have a smile on your face. Let your shoulders move. The point of alchemy is never seriousness. It is to be in joy, no matter what. So in this joy, feel lighter, feel expanded, feel looser, feel bouncy. And feel open now to download even more of the essences of alchemy, the Shambhala essences, so that you are a greater vessel for you. Somehow open you. For your consciousness is a container that has no bounds. So what is happening now is as this download of the alchemical process comes into you, each of you has different pathways in the process. No one's process is exactly the same. So at this moment, the different pathways of your process are being downloaded. So for some of you, it may feel like you're receiving codes or being inlaid with a set of instructions. They're not mental instructions. It's just a feeling that, I do this, this happens. Maybe it's a sense of overlays of knowingness. So we're going to ask Jeanette and all of you to get especially vast, to not think any of this as your pathways become downloaded now into your body, your life, your personality. You may feel nothing. And you can't do it wrong. Just by your presence here, it is done. And just a reminder that this is the first time some of these higher dimensions and levels of consciousness are intersecting with you on this earth. So it may not feel comfortable. It may not feel like the smooth and loving meditation place that you usually yearn for. Let it be whatever it is. You have not made a wrong turn. If it's jumpy and uneasy, it's fine. Just another minute. Don't expect to be able to synthesize any of this, dear ones. We're downloading all the energies that you're going to be playing with in the next several months. So no synthesis is possible yet. All right, dear ones, center yourself again. Make sure you're still grounded. Let us talk about the process that you are embarking on. In the past, this movement from realization to actualization to transmutation has taken people lifetimes. But now the waves are building and you don't need to work so hard. Just stay on top of the building wave and it will take you where you need to go. All of the efforting that has been part of the ethos of mankind in order to awaken was appropriate for the past. But now it is as if you must let go of working hard, of trying, of efforting, because the change is here. It's simply riding that wave to this new world. You cannot not do it. It's just, are you standing on your surfboard on the wave, or are you spluttering and covered with water as the wave takes you in? These are different times. This is an extraordinary opening for all of mankind. Realization will come to you first in a realization of how often you have been taken out of your center so that your life is built in reaction to traumas, in reaction to darkness, in reaction to light. And this is recalibrating yourself so that yourself is connected to Shambhala, to the higher levels of consciousness in this 11th dimension, in this gateway dimension. The 11, just like the 11-11 that you had just a few weeks ago, is always a portal, is always a gateway. The difference between the 11th dimension and the dimensions before is that you change in this gateway. The you that is on one side and the you that moves through the gateway of this 11th dimension as you embody Shambhala consciousness is a different being. So it's no longer you with a different experience. It's you as a different being. And the experiences that attracts to it. The fact that you are in this class, whether you feel you get anything or not, you have told the universe, you have told your Shambhala team that you are ready. And that's all your part is. There's not so many steps. There's not so much to do. It's showing up and being ready. Notice how often your decisions, your judgments, your thinking is in reaction to what other people will think. That is a very poor meter for creating a most robust and spiritual life. So come back to yourself, your power, your creation. As Jeanette has often said, the difference between reaction, the word reaction, and the word creation is just where you put the C. It's how you see things. So be willing to see inside yourself, making decisions from your truth. Self-realization, this part of alchemy, is very much about the fires that burn away that which is not you, that which is false, the false selves, the false patterns of self. What we believe we'll do now is end this discussion, take comments and questions, and in our second part, we will work with burning away the false selves that you have become, that you've been burdened by carrying around all these many lifetimes. So We will stay here as Mark, and we will open it up now to questions or comments about self-realization, self-awareness. Jeff, you might have to unmute people. All right.
People can now unmute themselves.
Hello, it's Lena.
Go ahead, it is Mark.
Hi, Mark. You mentioned that the realization as of now is and I'm actually asking, it's about the virus burning away or cleaning away what is not of any use anymore. Is that correct, Pat?
Well, we didn't mention the virus.
You didn't? I just heard it. Okay.
But what is being set up now for each of you is that anything that brings you into reaction rather than creation, or causes your false self to open like an umbrella in the rain, to move out of that and move in such clarity. So for some of you, sickness, changes in your life, a virus, for some of you, these are the things that clarify who you really are.
I see. Thank you. Yeah, I got it.
Thank you. We hope you feel brighter and lighter, more buoyant after the transmission of the laser, of the scalpels. We've used that before, but it's very important now that all that is dead, that all that is heavy, all that is not you, is really scalpeled surgically away from you. Self-realization is about untangling the false selves. And can you feel, let us ask you this question. Could you feel the imploding of love as you began to clear away, as you began to allow the downloads from the Shambhala dimension of these alchemical energies? Let us speak to that, or let you speak to that.
Mark, I have a question. I have been quite emotional during that transmission, and recently I've been experiencing a lot of past lives visions, which really put me in quite a lot of turmoil. And is this process going to somehow, because the past experiences shaped me for who I am, and obviously this is all part of me. So which part is going to be laser out, and what is me as such in that wider aspects of my being?
Beautiful, beautiful question. So you might imagine that all of these past lives have created you in this life, obviously. And what is being lasered away or scalpeled away is all of you that was formed by those past lives. All of you that was formed as a reaction to the past lives. All that you've learned. So the traumas get to be cleared away. What you've learned, how each of those lives has accelerated your consciousness, your oneness, your holiness, your love, that never gets lasered or scalpeled away, cut away, because the goodness of you that you've learned in each of those incarnations is now what's left. And the trauma and the stories of the incarnations and the scars you carry now, we each carry now, are what's being cleared away, so that the process that got you to this higher place, the process, the history gets cleared away, but the learnings stay. So what is left is truly you. Thank you for the clarity of that question.
Thank you.
It is a different ball game now. We are leaving the, if we choose, if you choose, the incarnational wheel of karma. But you only leave that requirement that old decisions have to be balanced. All the learning stays. And it is a powerful birth time, a powerful birth time. Who is next? Hi, Kari.
Hi, Mark. I think I have to talk about that I have had a tremendous change this last year. And now I feel it's so easy to be kind. And I feel I am strengthened as a healer. And I felt such love now. I just laughed. I don't know, but I hope I'm on the right way.
You can only be the right way. We can see it in you. We can see the love and the peacefulness with which you're no longer clawing for the next answer, the next bit of information, the next step. You are in peace, and we can see that. And that is the wave that's taking you all to this new world.
Thank you, because I also know that when I go out to Shambhala, after when I come back, and I do the most stupid things, I simply have my head under my arm. I do very much of things, and I'm so pleased you told me that there is no illness around, because I have an ex-husband who really got Parkinson, and that's horrible. So I'm very pleased.
You are so light. Thank you. Thank you for being an elder in this group. Thank you.
Thank you.
May I speak?
Yes.
Thank you. In the last month, and especially coming to these last weeks, I have seen and experienced in myself and all around how difficult actually true transformation is. We see it all around us. I see it in my clients, and I see it within myself, and it is sad. It is saddening me that we try and we do our best, and it still seems to be coming back. Even though sometimes somebody told me that when the challenges get higher, we can also see that we grow. Even though we may still have the struggles that we used to have, they are on a different level. But I was really suffering from seeing how difficult true transformation is, that it's really going away. Can you say something more to that? And is this class that we are heading to helping us with that collectively and personally?
So many times, as in, we'll use an analogy of an alcoholic who everyone tries to get them to change their ways, and they don't, and they don't, until they lose their family, their job, their money, and they're sitting in their alcoholic stupor, and they hit bottom. And they were not able to transform before then. It is almost as if sometimes people must relinquish all of what they thought they were doing. And say in the alcoholics program, they just say they're powerless and they give it over to a higher divinity or a higher space. So the transformation, when we truly let go of thinking we know the way and it's got to be on our terms, and we give it up not to some external God, but to this internal, ever-present God that is the same God as everyone else's. It is the struggle, the hardness of transformation is trying to have it be on our terms rather than that ultimate surrender into ourself that it takes. Can you understand through the analogy we used what we're trying to say?
I can feel it in my heart. Thank you.
Yeah.
And sadness to see it all around. And at the same time, that sadness then can transform into compassion.
Yes, dear one. And let us look at compassion for a moment. Sadness, turning to compassion is certainly better than holding the energy of sadness. There are going to be many changes now. Jeanette, after her meditation yesterday, looking at these times, felt a great deal of sadness. But she didn't feel it emotionally. She just felt it in a knowing way. And when sadness transforms, when you surrender and don't move into the sadness, but go into compassion, make sure the compassion is a non-sticky kind. Compassion where you are feeling their sadness with them, you are on their same level, is not going to help you. So It is also a way to say, oh, this feels horrible here. I need to be here so that I'm not hurt by the sorrow and the sadness and the pain, but it either pushes us into deep suffering or pushes us up into our next level. And you, dear one, there's no doubt you are moving to your next level. And for you, compassion will be the way. And the sadness will show you when you haven't surrendered quite enough. Thank you.
Hello, this is Berdina. During the process, I didn't feel a whole lot. But now there is an immense lightness in me. It feels like going back to, well, not even my childhood, because I didn't feel light in my childhood, but it feels like that, like the innocence of a child. And it's wonderful. And I now realize that the last few weeks, everything that happened, that came along, is like it was a kind of a fine-tuning to come to this point, to be able to let go of, well, stuff. I don't know what. So it's wonderful. Thank you.
Dearest one, we can see it and feel it in you. And we want to have all of you hear that she didn't feel much. You may feel very little in our classes, But the fact that you are here is evidence enough to the universe that you want to ride that wave in. And the impact of it is certain, that you understand how you got to the impact of it is uncertain and unnecessary. But the impact, the transformations are certain for each and every one of you, because you have told the universe this is what you are. Thank you.
I would just like to say that the work that we've done with the mentoring course and all the classes, this was a wonderful experience for me. As I was getting the stuff to be cut away that I wanted to drop, I could feel immense love coming in. And so as the things were dropping away, the feeling of love and expansion was just, I could feel everything was wonderful. And I felt each transition. It was a beautiful experience. And so, thank you. I mightn't look very happy, but I am inside.
Thank you for describing it for those who didn't feel it quite so clearly. But you all are doing this together. There is not 10 people who get it and 90 who don't. It is group consciousness at its best. We work always to the highest common denominator. So if some of you are having a bad day or a loved one is sick and you're having a bad few months, it doesn't matter. When you show up, the highest and healthiest consciousness amongst you is where we work and where you are taught from. So it doesn't matter if your experience is here. You in this group are at the highest level. And that is how, in all of these years of working with you, you are changing, and you are changing consciousness. You are changing the experience. My Johnette is now emotional. You are changing the experience of being human by these explorations in the highest dimensions. It was unknown until a few years ago whether humanity's transformation into this new age would be a disastrous one or an easy one. And I know when you watch the news, you think it is disastrous, but what is happening in your world is not nearly to the level of disasters that have happened in the past. This birth, once the water breaks and this birth happens, you cannot stop it. You cannot stuff the baby back in the birth canal. It goes with a whoosh in the process. It's not comfortable. So be ready for discomforts to come up. It doesn't mean you have to fix it. It doesn't mean that you're doing it wrong. It means that that is the part of the process you are in. But you have opened yourself so broadly now that the discomfort comes small, is small. But the love that washes through you and that you receive is much, much bigger. You are in a wave of transformation that we are calling alchemy. But it is different than in any kind of alchemy that has ever happened before. We'll have a break now. Thank you. All right, you all. Let's have a break till half past the hour. Mark wants to come back. And if you have some questions about alchemy or anything else, write them down now so you can ask them if he takes questions at the end of this. But we're going to come back and work with really disattaching all our false selves. And I see it as like, here we are and we have all these faces, like a mask we're holding up, this mask, that mask, this mask. But it's not just from this life. It's from all of our lives. And we're going to clear that away. So we'll see you at half past the hour.